You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Buenos dias.
It's ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we're joined by the amazing feces machine, Frankie El Chihuahua.
Frankie.
Hey, greetings. How you doing?
Hey, hello, Frankie.
Turn that music around. Yeah. Come on.
Hi, Doug.
What are you doing?
Knock it off. How you boys doing?
Because you wanted to set a mood, right?
Buenos dias. My name is Frankie. Yes. I come in today, paw in hand.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. It's just an expression, you know. I got to tell you something.
What's sure. wrong, Frankie?
I came by because Mr. Mike, he gets so mad at me.
Yeah.
He gets so mad at me on Friday, and he said, Frankie, you got to go and talk to the boys. Suddenly, I turn Italian.
I was going to say.
You have to talk to the boys, and you have to tell them you are so sorry about the poop.
You know, I didn't want to bring it up, but since you broached the topic,
I'm sorry, Rob.
Frankie, I had to throw away a pair of Birkenstocks.
I am so sorry.
Because what happened is, you know, when it gets on the tread, that's one thing.
See.
But when it gets...
See.
Frankie, when you damage the suede. When
yes, the suede.
Becomes part of the fabric.
I got poop on your suede.
Yes, I know. You know, I should know better than to walk without looking.
See, I understand.
But
I tell you something?
I wish,
what
yes.
Is it,
I have to tell each and every one of your listeners and you, Buzz.
Yes.
You, Robay.
Yes, Frankie.
I have to tell you I am so sorry. Yes. So sorry for the poop. They're just these... I come into that living room where you do your show from, and Mr. Mike, he no ever let me come in.
I understand. Now,
he no ever let me come in while you do this show.
Now, if he let you come in, would the poop, she would stop?
If I could hang out with you guys,
I'd be fine.
I'd have a good time, you know, I wouldn't mind. But we'd have a big fiesta, and I'm a good party dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of a fiesta.
But you always, right where I work, Frankie.
I know.
Is this a comment on me?
I understand that accidents happen, but Frankie, it almost seems as if you're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, a little more than almost.
It's interesting you make that up, Buzz.
Yes?
Because I bring that up to you, okay?
Oh, you have something to address.
The fact is, it is on purpose.
A statement, perhaps?
It is my protest against the way he treats the Mexican people.
Me?
The way you treat the Mexican people.
So it's wrong.
And I am, even though I'm supposed to come and apologize today, I have to tell you, I am so angry at you, Rob, because you don't like different people, and you don't love the dogs either. Well, you are not a dog guy.
There's several things you should keep in mind. First of
all, what is that?
You are neither a person nor a Mexican.
Hey, I'm a dog. I'm
you're a
chihuahua.
You're a Floridian dog.
I come from Florida, but my ancestors, they are from Mexico.
Like many Floridians.
Yeah, but
we were bred in Mexico to get the rats out of the sewers.
But like when we talk about Ronick, I mean, technically he's Israeli, but he's American.
Hey, you don't talk to me about nationality.
Yes, I do.
I came in to apologize, but now you make me mad again because you don't like the different people.
Look now, listen, Rob. If I had to make a list, you would rank very high. And I am a dog.
A list on what? Well, see, that's his.
People
that's
that
the
I
way
like.
He loves lists.
I do love lists. Organization is important.
Hold on. That's not why I'm here.
No?
You have another thing?
I'm here to apologize.
That's right.
That
but not
is
to me.
Why I come back to say I do my best. I try to not poop on the floor no more. I try to be a good dog and not to bark when Mr. Mike and you guys are doing the show.
Right.
I try my damnedest to do that. But
language.
I just want to make sure, but under no circumstances. Will I ever stop licking my balls?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Congratulations, dear.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Well, it's a pretty...
What kind of finder's fee are you looking for?
My fee? Wait, what the heck are you talking about?
Stan and I are okay.
Yeah?
We're good to load in.
Yeah?
But we never talked about your fee for bringing it to us.
No, but Wade, see, I was bringing you this deal for you to loan me the money to put in. It's my deal here, see?
Jerry, we thought you were bringing us an investment.
Yeah, right.
You're saying... What are you saying?
You're saying we put in all the money and you collect when it pays off.
No, I'd pay you back the principal and interest. Heck, I'd go one over prime.
We're not a bank, Jerry.
If I want a bank interest on $750,000, I'd go to Midwest Federal, talk to old Bill Deal.
I don't need a finder's fee. I need... Finder's fee's, what, 10%? Heck, that's not going to do it for me. I need the principal.
If I'm only getting bank interest, I want complete security. Heck, FDIC. I don't see nothing like that here.
Yeah, but, okay, I guarantee you your money back.
I'm not talking about your damn word, Jerry. Jeez, what the heck are you...
We're not a bank, Jerry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Mr. Spiewak had a little time on the weekend to work on some of his movie stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that's
like
some
it.
New, fresh content.
Some Fargo.
Had a lot of time
I like
with
that.
The wife.
I like that. See, you got to doing some... You got some new movie stuff, did you?
Oh, sure. You know, you get on the YouTube, and this is my tape here, Wade.
That's his deal.
That's from the movie Fargo, and that, of course, starring William H. Macy.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that William H. Macy miniseries
yeah,
that's coming up.
Inappropriate. What's it called? Something
no
like
idea.
Inappropriate.
Oh, it's
yeah.
about the like the Clueless. World's Worst Family.
Our show today is brought to you by asmartsmoke.com.
Yes.
Smart Smoke is the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more. You can get them if you go through our website for just $64.95. That is a crazy deal just for our listeners. No code is needed. Smart Smoke makes great holiday gifts.
Mike, I'm not here to tell you your job, but
yes.
As a disc jockey, you didn't say crazy right.
It's crazy.
That's better.
That's what America craves right there.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. We got to modify that one, too.
Yeah.
Because it just sits there, and nothing ever has changed. And we have a lot more
than
145 countries.
I thought that was all the countries.
Just about.
No, like there are more. There are thousands of countries.
Thousands.
Well, go to 148 yes. then. Go ahead and change
thousands,
the copy. Go to 148. I'm okay with that.
Anyway, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are now approaching 4 million downloads. There he is, right out of the chute.
Right.
I thought that was all the countries there were.
It's very easy.
I studied hard in school.
Mike, remember this.
There it is, right there, right from the word go. I cannot wait till your wife recovers.
Remember this, Mike.
Yes.
I'll always be the second worst.
Thank you. Very good. That should be your
There's
anthem.
A t-shirt for you.
Mike, it's very easy to change that 5 to an 8. I used to do it on my grade cards all the time.
You sound maybe better.
I do. I feel I slept all
Jesus,
weekend.
Jesus, try to make it a week worth,
that's
okay?
That's the key to
Christ's
good health.
Sake, I swear to God, I'm a rag today. I'm here to announce
Hasn't
it
shown.
To the world. I'm here to announce to the world I am a rag.
You are.
I am a total rag.
You look great.
I am a rag. First of all, before we start the show, we are one down today.
Yes.
Is it true, Rob? Oscar has strep throat?
Yeah, he's at home playing strep trivia.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's throat or anus or anything. He just said strep.
Anus.
Killed my paternal grandmother.
He's a carrier.
Really?
You realize that?
No, I did not know that.
In the day, my father...
Oh, strep was huge.
I'm 51. My father was 44 when I was born. Mm-hmm. And back in the day... when he was little, his mom died, I think, when he was 5 years
yeah.
old.
No yeah. kidding.
And back in the day, you get strep throat, goes into the bloodstream, bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
called no antibiotics.
Right,
ladies.
They only
yeah.
had leeches.
Exactly. They, had, yeah. had the, they didn't have the bread mold
That's
then.
Prior to penicillin, and mm-hmm. can you right. believe that, though? But I remember, yeah. I've always remembered that that's how she passed away, because
right.
of strep throat. In those days, that's how you
passed
away.
This is why the malls are so crowded.
That's because we have not kept the good diseases that would thin the herd.
Exactly, exactly.
But anyway, so I will find out about Oscar. We'll give him a call
What
tomorrow.
Is it with him?
Jesus.
If he doesn't start washing those papayas before he slices them, he's just
you know
going
what?
To continue.
If his job was dependent on his attendance record,
yeah.
He's the shittiest one of all of us.
Hey, come
sorry
on.
About that. I had to say it. I couldn't help myself.
That was so genuine, not for Sean. That really is you pissed.
Very
so,
natural.
Sitting where he really wants to be.
Of course.
And frankly, we'd all do better if... you know, if we thin the herd a little bit.
Penicillin.
Mark Ronick.
Hi.
Mark Ronick
Let's
is
see
right
how
here.
He holds up.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got three jobs.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, welcome to the show,
Mike,
everyone.
So does Tom Gavin.
So we are here. We are queer. We're not going skiing. And I wanted to speak specifically with Oscar today about the Mexican explosion. And Rob and I can talk about this because Rob and I have both enjoyed this part of the world right outside of Cancun.
Yeah, it was Playa del Carmen,
which is right up that Mexican Riviera where I was in that town just about a year ago.
And since you escaped, as I did, without anything being singed or removed, did you not have a wonderful time there?
I had a great time. Let me tell you.
We didn't fool with the pyramids or any of that cultural stuff.
I played a little volleyball in the pool.
Half-price drinks and a swim-up bar. That's what they do.
What is it with Mexico all of a sudden? I mean, it's just one bad thing after another. They got the drug wars. They have the cruise ship. And now the explosion. You know, you used to say troubled rocker Tommy Lee.
Yes.
From now on, it should just be troubled Mexico.
Troubled country.
Nation, yeah.
Yes, troubled country, Mexico. You know, there's certain stories, you know, we in this age of the internet, and we're all on our computers all the time, and we all have our different home pages and whatever they are. Mine happens to be Yahoo. And my Yahoo, you know, you see those stories on the news headlines
Yahoo. I have problems with my Yahoo.
My Yahoo. Oh, my Yahoo.
Oh, it's slow.
Oh, gosh, I need a scratch.
My Yahoo is acting slow.
So the Yahoo says it just jumps out at me. And, you know, I dove into this story, and I really was astonished that there was no gas line underneath this building in this resort.
Right.
They're all the same, basically, sure. Rob. They're all right on the water. They all have their little you know, common areas where you go, and you have your fine dining.
It is my guess that perhaps when they build a resort like this, the attention might not be on detail.
Yeah,
it
well, that's what they're saying.
It might be on speed.
They're talking about
it might be on cost.
Oh, yeah, they're all about speed.
They
yeah.
want to get these things up in a hurry, and the last I checked, I don't know if you have an update on this story at all, whether you've read anything about it. Maybe you can look on the internet, Mark, and see.
Six people?
But I think six or seven. Really
wow.
sad. Like a kid, and there were some Canadians that were killed, and some employees of the place. The last thing, and this is what I read that fascinated me, was it was organic material. So it was perhaps a buildup of
methane
mm-hmm. but I don't know how that would happen, whether there would be sewage draining underneath it, and that might have caused it.
It sure could.
God, you never know. You're
you
on a vacation.
Anything can happen anywhere.
In Cancun, and that's where I went, Carl and I went there on our honeymoon, and
I honeymooned as well.
It's a great deal. Mm-hmm. It's really one of the best, I think it's one of the best bargains you can get, because it's cheap to fly down there, and then, you know, they give you all the food and drink you can handle, and it's a... I had an incredible time.
Do you know
there.
Who recommended it to us? Why we went there for our honeymoon?
Who's that?
Rudy Martsky.
Rudy did?
Yeah. But you know, Rudy being America's professional guest,
yes.
he knows where to get the deal and where they serve you well. So we stayed at that's where we got the phrase, try the Marriott burger. But it was fantastic.
Did you stay at a Marriott?
We did, and we had an amazing time.
How were the burgers?
Yes.
I stayed, it was called Excellence Riviera Cancun. I think that was the name of the place.
Sounds
that I
like they
at.
Named it with Google Translate.
I know. Yeah. It's just like Excellence Riviera Cancun.
Super terrific, double happy.
But they're all the same. I can tell you what to expect most of these places, mm-hmm. at least the good ones. You can go down there and you're going to all get the like community breakfast in the morning,
right.
which is great.
Right.
You're going to get the
machine.
You're going to probably get the little shows that they have
sure.
in right. the common areas. You're going to get the free hooch, which is
the
first day you can walk into one of these resorts and you already know. I thought that I was an alcoholic.
Oh my
Let
God.
Me tell oh, you yeah. something. There are people that go to these places mm-hmm. and there is one thing that they are there to do.
Right.
They are to be S-faced
yep.
from the minute they arrive
I've
until
done
the minute they left.
Me too.
I remember when there was this one particular guy and we got up in the morning and we went to breakfast. He is in the pool.
What's his name? Mike O'Bara?
No, this guy is in. We're going to breakfast about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sure. Right.
This guy is in the pool, mm-hmm. and he's got the fufu, you know, the little red drink that
sure.
you have. Whatever's in it, God knows what.
Never start with red.
We get done with breakfast.
You'll end up red.
And we leave. Jesus, guys. God. Everybody, here we go. All right, see the dials?
Uh-huh.
Buzz
yes.
Rob. Here are the dials. Ready? There we go. How's that?
Just so excited to be here,
I know,
here,
you're
Mike.
So excited. Just be a little less excited, okay? Just a little bit.
It's hard when I'm around you.
It's just Oscar. All right, so anyway. So
exactly.
So we're sitting there, and he's got the drink in his hand, and we go to breakfast. We come back by, and as we walk by, same guy, And this is 10:15. We have a long breakfast. We're hanging out. We're talking to people. We decide we're going to go get some pool time. So we come back down at 10:30, quarter of 11. He's there. And, you know, I'm like, that's a pretty, you know, he's enjoying his morning. And we know he's there because he's being very loud. 3 hours, I think, at the pool. Maximum pool time for me. Do the math. We ended up, we come back down. We come back down to do some sort of excursion or just walk around. This is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He is still in the pool, only this time he is red-faced. He has switched to beer. And he is, he is obliterated. Wow. I mean, absolutely. And then we go back to the hotel
room.
When
you say he's red-faced, is that because he's sunburned or because he's trashed?
He's sunburned and trashed.
And doesn't even feel
it. He's running around, and it's just one of these guys where you can just, I don't even know the words. It was just, he was basically going, and you hear the splashing. And fast forward to dinner that night, we come down to have our little toddy before, you know, we were meeting another couple to go to dinner, a couple that we would swing with.
Of course.
Hey.
A couple we would bang later on. And there he is, dressed, has a nice shirt on, looking good, still completely sunburned.
Laying in a box.
But no, standing at the bar.
He just knows what he's doing.
Oh, wow. Standing at the bar, and then we lost him after that. So we don't know what happened,
Mike,
whether he vomited
when you
dinner.
Say that.
Well, here's what happens. I mean, he's pay one price, drink all day. I remember when I stayed at an all-inclusive resort a number of times.
I love it.
I would start at like 9 o'clock in the morning with my favorite, and it would just be my drink of choice that I would stay with all day.
That's smart.
Pineapple juice and rum. But what I found out, by 6 p.m., I was so, my body was so saturated with alcohol that I actually broke out in a full body sweat and became drenched and found myself completely sober and able to start all over again.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. It was a beautiful thing.
I remember the first time I went to a place like that was in the Caribbean, and that's where I discovered Red Stripe beer. Have you ever had Red Stripe?
Oh, lots of it. Delicious.
Yeah. And it's not only delicious, but I think the thing about Red Stripe is you can kind of roll with it all day.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, I don't seem to...
It's Jamaican Budweiser, Mike.
That's exactly what it is.
It is. True.
And I can't roll. I don't think I can roll all day with anything anymore. I really can't. I mean, even those little foo-foo drinks that they have down there. And but you see the people, and it's the age range, correct me if I'm wrong, is a guy from about 25 to 35.
Yeah.
And that's when I was at my prime.
Right.
Although I can still have a night once in a while. That's when I could do it. And you get these guys that baked.
What you like to refer to, Mike, is men in their douchebag 30s.
That's exactly right.
They're douchebag 20s to douchebag 30s. The one night I have at this place, the Excellence Riviera Cancun.
Super terrific, double good.
I think I told this story. I'm one of I probably didn't because it was, I had the honeymoon when we were all on the shelf.
That's right.
I wasn't talking to anybody back
then. Didn't hear this.
We came back, and the one night that I had, where I only had one on my honeymoon, where it was really, we met another couple, we hung out.
We boned.
We went.
Now, so much boning.
I slept with her. He slept with Carla. It was great, and there were bodily fluids, and just it was horrible. It was just
about a red stripe.
I like Ronick going. It was the smell bodily of sex fluids all over the pool.
Well, it's be true. This is how you met Ronick to get him on the podcast. You awoke with him in a bed.
That's
why I was groaning.
The one night I have one night where I had been a little bit overserved, just a tad overserved. And that day we had gone into Playa del Carmen where that big explosion was. And as opposed to paying a lot of money, because Daddy was already starting to think about finance.
Let's think ahead, Carla.
In fact, it was like, I think probably a bad idea to go with the hotel version of the deep sea fishing trip. Why don't we just go down to Playa del Carmen and I can meet like a fisherman that has a boat on the beach.
You hop aboard the SS Ronick.
So we go down there and you go to the beach at Playa del Carmen and they got these brightly painted boats that are all, you've seen that, right? They're all pulled up on the beach. And I said,
perfectly safe.
The minnow.
Any effort that would be put in towards boating maintenance, personal flotation device, they tend to focus on festive paint.
Rob, I'm all about this.
I know.
Because this was like...
you want a boat that looks like Fozzie's car in the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
This was like a half-day fishing trip for me alone, and I think it was like $50. Or something.
Nice.
I don't know. It was cheap. But I said to the guy, and he said, where are you? I said, we're at the Excellence Riviera about 3-4 miles up the road. He said, we'll meet you on the beach in front, and we'll pick you up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Welcome aboard the SS Death Wish.
But you know those boats are all over the place.
Of course.
And they're like center center console, big fishing boats. There's no cover.
No.
These are not like fishing boats. These are like open console boats. And you see them all over the place. So I make the arrangements for the guy. We come back, meet a couple, maybe meet two couples, and we end up...
Again.
And then there was boning.
Not, more swinging.
Did not bone.
More festive colored boning on the boat.
There wasn't a lot of... there were maybe two of at the whole resort.
Sure.
There were maybe two women that even that could even like fly into Carla's you know, wheelhouse that as far as... most of them were
it
like...
It turns out one of them was an effeminate waiter.
Most of them were fat Brits.
Of course. Oh, really?
Hello.
Really?
Yes, yes.
We encountered no British people down there.
We were British laden.
Oh, yes, man.
We were 80% Brit.
Festively colored British people.
Festively colored teeth. Yeah, and they get it. They get apparently the turbo discount because they were talking about what they paid for in airfare. They were there and they were on the budget beater special. Hello. One of the guys one day says to me, "You want to come into the pool, Grandpa?"
Oh no!
F you.
They tend to use the pool as the loo.
So we get. So if you've seen the people, it makes me want to barf now.
Look at the big blue loo.
So we meet this and we party. And we had not partied all week long, and we partied. This is maybe Tuesday night, and we'd gotten there on Saturday. Right. And, you know, I'm like,
so
hey.
So you were ready.
I was ready. We'd really paced ourselves. You know, you got to get acclimated to a vacation like
and
that.
And also, the last thing you want to do is blow a day on a hangover when you're spending all that money to be out of town.
Exactly. But it wasn't going to be like a day where I could just vegetate by the pool. This was the Wednesday is when I've got my little fishing trip. We probably went to bed at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's very close to the time, Mike. You had to get on the SS, sign the waiver.
And I go at 7:30. I walk down to the beach, and I am just sitting there dying. And the only thing I didn't mention is, and you know this about Cancun too, there's a gale out of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Where the wind's blowing like 25 miles per hour.
Against you.
And you were just watching this, and I mean, it's breaking down there, and they come, and sure enough, I see them. We get on the boat. I get on the boat with these two guys. There's a mate and there's the skipper, and we go out there, and we just go, and we get about halfway out, and I'm like going, I am going to die.
Yeah, a little choppy.
I am going. Was it hot on top of that? It was humid.
Yeah.
It was humid.
The air gets eternally thick in the air.
Oh, it was thick.
What stage towards the road to vomit were you on at this point?
It was not vomit as much as I felt like I was going to pass out.
I was
so woozy.
Really bad.
And finally, we don't get a bite, and then we're going out, and then we go a little further, and I land like a trigger fish or something like this, a fish about maybe 12 inches. It's thick, and it's fighting a little bit. But I'm bringing this thing up like from the bottom, and I get halfway up, and I'm taking deep breaths where I'm going, and I land the fish.
You
goes,
can't
hey,
catch your air.
Bueno. And I bring the fish in, and I looked at it, and I used these words. I swear to God, I said, no mas. Okay? No mas. Hey, you want to quit? And they looked at me like it certainly wasn't the first time where somebody had been out there.
They
and,
saw your color.
I went in there, and they dropped me. I was out on the water for maybe 45 minutes.
You were the customer of the year.
It was the worst feeling in the world. Caught we went in, and the weird thing is right before we got back to shore, they both raped me.
No.
It's a great story, Mike.
It finally came into the begging.
Look, this is for the... This is for the young broadcasters out there. Always have a good ending to the story, even if it's not true.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
And then I was raped and then carried out of the boat.
The rape explains the festive color.
That's when they called all of their bandito buddies who also raped me.
Yes. Were you raped by the guy with the big guitar in the mariachi band?
With the stomach?
Yes, that's the guy. Yeah, he raped me.
And then after, so
he's great.
Total of about seven guys raped me.
The giving lover.
And then at the very end, they cut my head off.
Wow.
And thanks to some brilliant Mexican surgeons.
I'm sure.
They are good.
In Playa del Carmen. They were able to sew it back on.
You know, really,
there it sits today.
When I was raped by the man with the big guitar, Mike.
Right.
I don't know if you could call it rape. Yeah. I would just call it rough sex.
Did he use the guitar?
He did use the guitar. Yeah. He was well giving.
But were you ever raped with a fish? Now that's
not
what
a
I
trigger
call.
Fish.
That's you know, and it was one of those dolphins with the foreheads. That's what I call pain, there, boy.
They call that a pleasure bump.
It's all right. We got to take a break. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
We'll make something up.
Yeah.
But it'll be something. Yeah. Where's our music? Where I thought we're going.
Because we're going into the promo, remember?
Oh, the new. We have a new promo.
Oh, right.
I hope you enjoy it. They always change things on me, and and no one asks permission, but it doesn't matter. This is a promo from Buzz Burbank, and then we'll come back with more show after this. How about this? Now I set up your promo.
That's nice.
Just the way you want it.
It'll be fine.
Now here's something you're really going to hate.
Who's this?
Every day, Mike O'Mara wonders if he'll ever see the front of an airplane again. Every day, Rob Spiewak wonders if he can cover his next case of Crown Royal. Every day, Buzz Burbank drives a used car. Granted, he's the one who used it, but still. Every day, Oscar Santana worries if he can cover both the cost of duct tape and baling wire. Don't let these men continue to live in doubt. Order the new Raw shows or the new TMOS animated shorts or get a bonus hour subscription and let the wondering and worrying stop. Please, won't you help? Give generously to yourself and others at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you.
That is just... I got tears.
Brings a tear to your eye. Yeah.
I got tears.
For less than the cost of a cup of coffee, Mike.
Welcome back to the show. Our second segment brought to you by the 2011 VIP packages. Yeah, that's right. Two commercials in a row for the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what we call this? What? We're about to get into the holiday season.
Oh,
right.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Let me tell you, listeners, this is when we need you. The 2011 VIP packages. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and find out how to get our bonus hours, our video feeds and cartoons at a price that fits your budget. Choose from the good, gooder, or goodest packages. The goodest includes the all-new Raw 2 that Buzz just mentioned to be released the week of December 26th, plus bonus hour video, both live and recorded. The 2011 VIP packages, they make great Christmas gifts. Order yours now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Yeah, we make no secret about it, ladies and gentlemen. You know how we monetize this show.
This is how we do it.
I will tell you something. I'm going to use this as an opportunity. Even before we, you know, we start doing this at the end of the year, I just want to say thank you about something I noticed and was brought to my attention. I'm sure we all saw it because of people that will see us on iTunes and see where we're ranked and see that we that our bonus hour has a number one ranking, and then they will take a little picture of it, paste it on their Facebook page, and I looked at it again and I just realized, you know, here we are. We launched these Raw shows, I don't even remember when.
March.
In March.
Mid-March.
And yeah, mid-March.
6 months ago, right?
And we have been number one week in, week out on iTunes. And
the bonus hours,
it's because of you guys doing this. And I cannot tell you how grateful it is and how much fun it is.
We're amazed.
To see us there with, you know, with all of these certainly national people that, you know, come and they're licking our boots.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to
Who
see
knew?
That.
Who knew?
I am so thrilled.
One would think after 6 months of it, we'd be tired of it.
You would think so.
We're really not.
No, it's fun.
It's really fun.
And it's just so nice to see that. And I wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners. And you know what? We mentioned the things about the VIP packages and our Raw shows that are coming up, and they're going to be great. And we are so appreciative of your support. That's how we do it, and that's how we keep going. And here's to a strong 2011 as we begin to think about entering our second year of doing this podcast.
When you talk about VIP package, and you know, it seemed when we first thought of it, I thought it seemed a little over the top, but you really should do it and enjoy your VIP-ness.
Rob Spiewak.
It's a great thing.
It's Monday.
It's a wonderful thing.
Little Robbie Spiewak right there.
Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is delicate. And I might pull out of this discussion because it's a question more than anything else. And I do this on the podcast because I don't want to do this on the radio because it's daughter stuff and it's daughter related.
Okay.
And it's just I'm trying to deal with my daughter and her boyfriend that she broke up with, who she's now, you know, interested in again, and boys in general. This is just generic.
It started.
And it happens.
I think that what I've been told time and time again is if I have a strong feeling one way or the other, this is an area, for the first time in my life, as my daughter is 15, where I back the F off, where I just let it happen. The guys that she's dated before, well, not dated, but this one guy, couldn't be a nicer guy, respectful, nice, that's all I
care
about.
I remember
as long as nobody's getting hurt, nobody's having any, I just back off. I just back off. But I tell you, that is against. That is decidedly
it's
against
counterintuitive.
My nature.
Exactly.
It is. But remember what it's like being a teenager.
Yeah. Right.
If your parents suggest you do something, you're going to go the other way.
Right. Yeah. Right.
If they demand you don't do it, it becomes more important than breathing.
I know. It's human nature.
I know.
It's teenage nature more, I think.
Yeah, let me just say, I have always, Rob, you've rarely heard me talk about any time in my kids' lives that I didn't thoroughly enjoy.
Oh, that's so true.
This is one of those rare instances where Mike is positive all the time.
You really, really are.
And this is one where I'm not negative about it because, you know, she's still a wonderful kid, and so's my other daughter. But it's also that moment where you're starting to get the realization as that they're growing up.
First step.
And they're starting to involve themselves in circumstances that you have very little control over.
In a way.
And it sucks.
In a way, maybe you have to look at it this way. When she was a very little girl and she would fall down, you felt badly about her falling down, but you felt good about her getting up again and sort of learning from her mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's at a different stage in her life, and she will fall down and get up again, and that's a new phase of this.
Here it is. This is how I can say it simply without, and I really, really want to make myself clear and not do anything to embarrass or anything. That's
of course
why I'm speaking very generically here, because I will never go there.
Let's do that.
You guys know that's the way I operate when it comes to, I'll mention them occasionally, but I don't like to exploit. And
I'm here.
It's on my mind, and I guess what it is a sense that I had that she's maybe not 1,000% happy right now, and that just makes me want to be proactive.
Teenage
and
angst.
Do something.
Well, you're daddy and you want to fix it.
Oh, right. I want to fix the whole thing.
Trust me, I understand.
I want to fix the whole thing.
It's a huge step, and you know what? There are many, many steps that lead up to it, and I think the one that hit me the hardest is when Julia started doing school full day.
Right.
Because she's gone for a hunk a day.
Right.
And it's not kindergarten where you walked her to the classroom.
Let me tell
you
something,
when you walked her
brother.
Back.
It ain't going to compare.
Well, I know, but
because
it's all I got right now.
Julia's how old now?
She's going to be 10 on December 18th.
Oh, my God.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
But the thing is,
Bing.
I know.
That, I mean, I know.
You remember the day.
I process it with my kids, but I mean, with that, it's like, wow.
What?
You realize how fast
but
time moves.
It is. There are steps along the way, and here's where you're going to be okay, is that I know that it just breaks you up to think that she is less than 100% happy, but what you've done it, and how old is she? Is
well,
she
we're
15?
Also in that. We're in.
Is she 15 now?
Yeah, she's 15.
So you've
she's also in that circumstance that we're not all that. You know, this is not a cool little deal. You
right.
know,
well,
where,
that's true.
You know,
but
he moved on, and then now she's interested because he moved on.
But
and,
for 15 years, Mike, you have been prepping her
for this moment.
Well, not this moment, but for life.
Yeah.
And you and if we can even mention the other one,
you know what?
She did a good job too.
You know what?
You're
sucks,
getting them ready, and this
but
is
it
what
also,
you do.
It also here little things. You're just I don't know if I'm alone or I'm like every other parent, but I'm entering a phase where suddenly the part-time dad thing ain't all that cartwheel fun for me, because the fact is I start thinking about things like in-state tuition.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, we're not where we were.
Right.
And now you don't have. And that tears me.
Of course.
That tears me limb from limb. You know, the idea of doing that, you know, because.
But
that's a reality that everybody's facing.
On the surface, what I'm about to say is going to seem like I'm kicking a guy when he's down, but it's not meant to. As you know, I come from a broken home.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I always. And I like your insight.
And because of this, this was a time when it was a little rocky between me and my dad. It never got bad, but this was the time that it was tough.
Right.
I was a teen. He was there, but he
was
in the house.
Yeah.
But I think looking back is what I realized at the time. This is when I was realizing that having a part-time dad or a part-time parent, it isn't cool.
Right.
And you realize it as a parent, but I think your daughter realizes it too.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not you can compensate for this by making the time together count more, which you really can't, it's just time together. And
so
that's
when you
great.
Say it wasn't cool in your mind, or it wasn't cool around kids.
Cool is not.
Did you feel any kind of? Did you feel? I don't want to say jealousy. It's the wrong word.
It's not jealousy.
Did you look at other? Did you feel envious? When you would look at other nuclear families that were together?
Sure. And
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's
you know
a good
what?
Thing to be aware. fair. That's very honest.
And you know what? There's nothing unhealthy about it.
Right.
Because I think the worst possible thing would be parents together that hate each other. And I saw that too. I was very glad I wasn't a part of that.
Right.
My parents, though, apart, were always cordial and always great. But this is a time that I think she's becoming aware of the fact that you're not always right by her side. As you are aware that you are not always right by her side. You're going to get through it. And because you have to, because this is.
Yeah, and she's a great kid.
And she is, but and it's going to get better, but this is a weird time.
Yeah, she has to know, by the way, that you're doing the best that you can.
Well, they don't always know. They're 15 and they're upset. They're basically in their own world.
Yeah, true.
They know. They won't, they wouldn't admit to it, and they would never give you the satisfaction.
Right.
But they know. They know because you love them.
I would suggest that you either with a phone call or face-to-face or even a note, just to let them know, like, I'm here for you.
Well, I've done that, and I intend to continue to do that. And, you know how it is during a radio show, Rob, when things are moving a mile a minute, and it's when I missed the opportunity today, but I got plenty of day to make it personal. It's fine. I think it's going to be fine. It's just the first time in a very long time that you have a breakup, and then you have that the whole thing. And I'm not alone in any way about people that have been divorced. Right. The worst part of the breakup was that I had kids.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The best part of the breakup was that I had kids.
Also true.
You know, that's the way it is. And this is the first time where you became aware of it, where, you know, I just wanted to be there so you could just... but we had our moment, and, it's the teenage angst that everybody goes through.
And 15
and,
is it.
And we'll punch it through.
15 is the peak of that, I think.
I'll look forward to it. On a positive note, she had her play over the weekend.
How
and
was
she
it?
Was fantastic. She was hysterical. The dialogue, I don't know.
Well, Old Calcutta has always been known for its dialogue.
I don't know if you've ever seen, what's it? It's called How to Succeed in High School Without Really Trying. I don't know. It's a one-act play.
Is it like How to Succeed in Business?
It was
it's
really
original.
It was, I think, an original.
Oh, how cool.
The kids came out and did little like groups of four, and they would do that. It was terrific. I thought they did a great job.
A lot of swearing.
Yeah, like cussing like you would not believe.
Take away from this that I think any feelings or any doubts that you're having are not only natural, but I think they're shared.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay.
Good. I'm good.
A phase.
I'm relieved, and I am
delighted.
She
won't turn out to be a morbidly obese disc jockey with a ponytail. Your daughter is going to be fine.
I don't think Catherine could be morbidly obese if she tried. She that
I'll talk
gene
to her.
That gene that's in me. I mean, I tell you, it's hiding
it
somewhere.
It missed.
I hope it doesn't come out like in sophomore year of college.
Hey,
hey, hey! How about one more? All right, ready for the food alert of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Food alert! Food alert!
All right. Are you ready? Rob, can we have some fat music for this?
Some
background music because I have another. Now, you remember, ladies and gentlemen, because I caused a minor sensation.
Did you? No kidding.
I caused a minor sensation when I started discussing the benefits and the delight that I encountered when I bit into a delicious Honeycrisp apple.
Oh, I remember. Yes. You set the world on its ear, Mike.
Now, I don't expect this to in any way come close to that, but I will tell you I have found a new food product that is low in calorie and long in delicious. And I think it's very important for me to point out that I am not a compensated spokesperson. Any advertising we get usually comes after the fact.
That's what is the announcement, Mike?
Still,
what
perhaps
is,
a drum roll for this?
I'd like to tell you. Everybody's familiar with those fabulous breakfast restaurants called Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar that he has a line of sausage products that you can find in your refrigerator section?
That's their wheel.
The phrase you're looking for is your grocer's freezer.
Are you also aware that in that same refrigerated section, he has a little pouch containing hash browns pre-seasoned?
No.
Wow.
Pre-seasoned. Now, when I say pre-seasoned, not pre-cooked. Although not totally pre-cooked, but they're pre-something.
Partially cooked.
Well, all you do with these suckers...
Par-cooked.
Is it par-cooked?
I think so,
I think they probably are.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
I've been looking for these. Are they good?
I took these little puppies out of the package.
They're not actually made of puppies, are they?
I sprayed... No.
No.
Rob.
No.
I sprayed the Pam... in the pan.
Right.
I heat my pan up medium-high.
Mm-hmm.
I put these in, lay them all the way down in the pan so they crisp and they brown
on one
side.
So they're like shredded potatoes.
They're shredded potatoes. Mm. If you like hash browns, if you like potatoes, but I'm saying specifically breakfast potatoes, hash browns, you can eat them any time of the day.
Right.
Let me tell you something. This was sex.
Wow.
These were killer.
I'm in. I'm looking for him.
Killer, killer, killer.
And can you
imagine? Don't buy them all at the grocery store. I want some for me.
Can you imagine if you had made them with, say, oh, I don't know, bacon grease?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
forget
yeah.
about
or,
it.
Or even, like, you know, put more oil in the pan. Yeah. You can get that real crisp. Yeah. I did it with Pam. They were fine.
That's right.
And Carla could tell you the points that they are on Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. I'm so gay.
1,700 points.
I'm so gay. No.
2 points?
This was, yeah, Buzz, like I got a ton of them for 2 points.
Right, yeah.
I mean, there was a pile of them for 2 points, and we didn't put a thing on them because they said
so they're seasoned.
Oh, my God, are they seasoned. Wow. They were incredible.
I've been craving
these. And it's the food.
Is that it? It's on their website.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
You know, all of the Bob Evans, all the Bob Evans sides are delicious. Have you had the baked apples?
No, I have not.
Julia kills for them.
Really?
Wow.
Normally if you say to the kids, what do we need at the store? And you know, right? It's like, we need Coke and we need Twinkies. Julia says, I want baked apples.
They are so good. I will tell you something. And the thing is, not only are they yummy, yummy, but they're also, they were really like low in cal.
For That's pennies fantastic. A portion.
For pennies a portion. And so anyway, give them a whack. You know, listen, I don't get enthusiastic about food. Let me say also that the enthusiasm for this food product is not just that they taste good and they're easy to prepare, but they, you know, they're low in calories. So so if there's something you want and
not
you want that little potato
you.
Jones
right.
and to have them with a breakfast, oh my God.
Doesn't he do Weekends on the Edge, Potato Jones?
Potato Jones.
Before we close.
600 pounds of disc jockey that you will enjoy.
Surprised he's not an engineer.
And Potato Jones, for those of you that might not know who
he
is.
That wasn't about you, RJ.
He was the same guy. Potato Jones made the call to the Jimmy Dean sausage when they went to the smaller package.
They went from a 16 to a 12-ounce chub.
That's right. He was really pissed off at the chub.
Before you close the
Because he had a chub for sausage.
Before you close the O'Mara Food Pantry, can I ask a question? You
Please
teased
do.
And never followed up. What of this Honeycrisp cider?
Honeycrisp cider?
Great. I tried it.
Buzz, we have... God, Buzz, we both forgot to... Did I give you the little letter? That came with it, the envelope.
No, I didn't see
Somebody
the
dropped them off on our porch. We probably shouldn't like
A listener, thank you.
A listener.
It was.
And I apologize.
You know,
I lost the card.
Things have changed. Do you know 5 years ago?
I know.
If people that like had like business cards dropped off food at the station,
right.
we wouldn't touch it.
Well, I don't
Now
do
they're
that.
Leaving stuff on your porch.
Two words, Rob. Safety seal.
That's right.
Okay,
so
I'm with you.
The Honeycrisp apple cider.
Syringe, Mike.
Best I've ever had.
Fantastic.
Absolutely
Hot,
incredible.
Cold, either way, it's great.
Just as good, you know. And here's a little, another food tip for you today. I'll throw this in here. Here's a little bonus. I don't know where Carla got this from, but she got it.
This is brilliant, and I'm copying
you. You take your vodka, whatever your flavor is of plain vodka,
Any
not
kind.
Flavored vodka.
Bowman.
Whatever your, but you could do it with Bowman if you really want to take the chance.
You could, because listen to what you do with it.
The great taste of vodka tastes great in a plastic bottle.
You take cinnamon sticks.
Yes.
And you put it inside vodka. Let sit for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And until it infuses into the vodka, and you can take the bottle top off and smell like that cinnamony.
Oh, nice.
Then you put it in cider, an apple cider, and you make yourself a little apple cider martini.
And I believe, as Carla described it, you serve it in a glass that is rimmed with
cinnamon sugar.
Sugar and cinnamon.
And garnish with an apple slice.
How good does this sound?
So what you do, this coming Saturday, get up in the morning, I'd say 10, 11 o'clock.
Right, 9 maybe.
Pour yourself one of these apple cider martinis and fry up a whole bunch of the Bob Evans apples.
Excellent.
That's a fantastic
That's how it started today.
And just wait for the Hawkeye football game to come on. You're going to have a fantastic
Two great
Saturday.
Food tips
You're going to have a terrific little Saturday. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. That's the song stylings of the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
And Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Amazon.com. Do all your holiday shopping at Amazon.com and get it right to its destination. Big gifts and small, toys and tools, even gift wrapping and decorations. Click the Amazon ad on our webpage or use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage, Amazon.com, as hassle-free one-click purchasing. Support the show and shop through us with Amazon. I feel like this has been an infomercial.
Not really.
Now somebody's going to give me crap about it because I put it in their little brain.
Have you
hey, little brain, don't write something. Don't do it.
Have you seen the cool thing that they're offering on Amazon for toys?
What's that?
They're shipping shipping them without all the wire ties and stuff.
Oh,
that's nice.
That you so kind of, nice. I think you kind of dodged this with your daughter.
Do you have to pay extra? No, I remembered it. I remember where they would have the plastic thing, then they would have the wires that were tied off, and then they would have the scotch tape on top of it. How do they do?
Very good. Every time you open a gift, you really are cheating death.
Exactly.
Because of what you have to do with a razor. So I'm going to look into that. If, you know, the stuff that Santa doesn't bring, we oftentimes get from Amazon.
Right. Thank you.
I'm sorry Oscar isn't here because he's mentioned in this tape. Mike, you mentioned in a previous program, your favorite sound is the sound of a child laughing.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to say thank you to Tim Hodge and his 20-month-old son,
Is
Ethan.
This a little guy laughing?
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty great.
All right. Seriously, before you play it, I just want to set this up. This really, I think, and that age, when they're little, super little bitties, and they laugh, I think it's one of the greatest sounds in the world. I love this sound.
This guy loves everything on the show except the audio vault. His name his name is Ethan Hodge.
Ethan, what do you think about the Mike O'Mara show? What do you think about Mike O'Mara? How about Buzz Burbank?
Coughing.
Rob Spiewak. Like and how about Oscar Santana?
So there you go. Attaboy, Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan.
And thank you, Tim Hodge, for sending that
good
along.
Good job,
He said
Tim.
He would be thrilled to hear it on the show. I'm frankly just thrilled to play it.
That's good stuff.
You're looking for trouble, Mike, if you're a celebrity of any importance, and you say, yes, I'm going to appear on the radio show that's called Woody and the Wake Up Call.
That is really the name.
Woody and the Wake Up Call. Uh-huh.
Woody and the Wake
Woody
Up
Johnson,
Call.
Woody Johnson, I think the guy's name
I think
is
it
actually,
is. Yeah. Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, what's his sidekick's name?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
We'll edit out Woody.
We'll have to take that out. Anyway.
Jesus.
So, you know, you're looking for trouble when you're on Woody and the Wake Up Call, Mike, but that didn't stop Billy
Woody
Ray
Cyrus. Woody and the Wake Up Call.
Didn't stop Billy Ray Cyrus, and it sounds
God,
to me,
I hate my profession.
I know.
I swear to God, I hate my profession.
Mike and the Wake Up Call.
All right.
Anyway, it seems to me that they were perhaps some sort of agreement that they wouldn't broach the topic of Billy Ray Cyrus's divorce.
And they did?
And they did. And Billy Ray, you know what?
This is Woody being stupid.
I give B.R. Cyrus a little credit because he's polite, but he does walk off the interview. Check this out.
But I have to ask you, because Woody, you are Mike. A celebrity, and we have all heard your marriage is going.
Oh, man, you know what, bud?
I'm
Woody
sorry.
Johnson.
I had to ask
Woody
you.
Woody Johnson.
Yes, sir.
God bless America. God bless our troops. Woody Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Look at you.
Don't be mad at me.
Oh, I ain't mad at you. Have a good day, brother.
Are you done now? Are you done? See you, man. I had to ask, Billy.
Very rude.
I'm sorry I had to ask.
I won't talk to you again.
I'm sorry.
Woody blew
it. You can hear him in the background. You hear, I won't talk to you again.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So he's like, pissed. He's doing the whole thing. It's like, you know, hey, God bless and stuff like that. I don't know, man. You know, I'm sorry. Of all the guys that are out there, old Woody's doing his job.
He is.
And Billy Ray, you put your daughter, you put her on TV.
Uh-huh.
You are a mega celebrity yourself because of your daughter. You know, you had one hit, Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, he's not famous because of that.
You know, I hate ground rules.
I do too.
Anybody that does what we do for
don't
a living.
Don't do an interview if you're going to have
a ground rule. But the thing is that sort of so easily been handled if Billy Ray, even if there had been a ground rule, if he had just said, I don't want to talk about that. Can we talk about something?
We agreed not to talk about this. Let's move on.
You don't even need to throw Woody under the bus. You can just say, it's not something I want to talk about.
I honored it one time. I honored it for Jamie Kennedy because Jamie Kennedy had said he had dealt with a real cluster F where all they did at this one interview was talk to him about Jennifer Love Hewitt. And quite frankly, everybody knew that they were a couple.
Right. And he wanted to promote his career.
And he wanted to talk about his stuff going on. Right. And I honored that because he asked nicely.
That's fair.
And he was cool about it. And besides, JLH was in the building and I wanted to meet her.
Never saw her.
Which I did. But that was remember that day with Beth Ann hiding Jennifer Love Hewitt from everybody?
It seems to me I have a memory of
that.
I only got to meet her because I ran down the hallway. Right. Because
As I recall, you had your hands over your head and you were screaming.
Well, Rob, you have been a producer. Beth Ann is a producer. This is what radio producers do. Mm-hmm. Radio producers have a gigantic inferiority complex.
Rightly so.
And if you're a TV person, they think that they should suck the butt of the TV person and not give a rat's ass about the person they're working with every day. That's that's the way it's always been because they're in radio. Mm-hmm. And it sucks.
Yeah,
because
Shamrock.
The fact is it ought to be.
Wow.
Shamrock has not done that yet.
Oh, good.
But he hasn't booked a guest
that,
yet.
That day. Oh. Guys, this is, I got to go work.
We're just kidding.
I got to work.
Because we love.
Just
so
having fun.
I go to deal with this, and the only reason I got a chance to meet Jennifer Love Hewitt is because I chased her down the hallway and said, hey, Jamie, thanks for a nice interview, like kind of looking out of the corner of my eye at her, and she shook my hand, and that
very
was
nice.
And I feel that I would be remiss if I did not state the fact that I have an agreement with my wife,
yes,
that I can, without penalty, have sex with Jennifer Love Hewitt if this ever presents itself. And, you know, when she said that...
Yeah, it's called the apocalypse, if that ever happens.
Yeah, okay, but when we made the agreement, Carrie never thought I would be within 100 miles of her, much less 10 feet.
And I wasn't
allowed. Beth Ann totally C-blocked me.
Well, she didn't tell you.
No, right? She did.
She told you?
Yes, of course. Well,
what did she say to
you?
That's
part of her power thing.
What did she say to you?
She said, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt's in the green room, but you can't meet her.
I honored my
Is that what she said to you?
Yeah.
And then she didn't even tell me. I had to find out.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. Really rotten pissed.
Hi, BH.
BA.
BA, sorry.
Thank you.
Or a CB.
BHP.
What?
Big hairy.
Oh, sorry. But Mike, you're a dog owner.
That's not her.
We will edit out Harry.
I don't know why I said that.
You know what? You know who never says that is Woody and the Wake Up Call.
Woody and the Wake Up.
Because he prefers live radio.
Woody Johnson.
Randy
Quaid. Why don't you just call himself Penis?
Mike, don't you know that Randy Quaid is still crazy?
Yeah, you know, it's official. I thought for just a split second that they might be doing this to get some publicity.
Oh, no,
he's wingnut.
Now, remember, it was about a year and a half ago when better-looking brother Dennis Quaid nearly lost his child to a heparin overdose.
Yes,
just looking at this.
Very serious.
And so he says, now Randy Quaid...
I'm not laughing at that.
No.
I'm laughing at your explain line here about Randy Quaid. Dennis was hit.
Well, no, the thing is he says that the overdose of the heparin to Dennis's children, which, by the way, resulted in legislation to change the way prescriptions were written
absolutely.
In hospitals.
Right.
It's
a big
this
controversy.
This was a huge deal.
And Dennis Quaid handled it with a great deal of class.
Classy guy. Randy Quaid said that the Star Whackers were out to kill Dennis's children.
I'm sure. My brother had I think that was a hit taken out on him when his kids were given that overdose
at
the hospital.
You mentioned your brother, Dennis. Has he been in contact with you during this crisis?
No, I haven't really. I spoke to him. I haven't really spoken to him since January.
Shocker.
I don't think he wants to get involved in, you know, what this is.
Dennis Quaid making all the right moves.
As you're squatting in the guest house of the mansion you used to own. I don't know. Not a lot of vacation movies being made anymore. So it started, Mike. It happened. The holidays are upon us. A station in Providence, Rhode Island has switched to all Christmas music. Has begun. This is PPM at work, and here is one of the phone calls they got on their answering machine. I think it's a popular decision.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
All of the radio stations.
You know what? I am sorry. I pulled the wrong piece of tape. I will have that tape for you tomorrow.
Good tease. All right, we got time for one more, Rob.
Okay, then let's go with this. I think you'll appreciate Angelina from the Jersey Shore has finally, Mike, come out with her hit record.
She's doing all the things that people never thought she could. But that's just
now, that's not her singing. She's good.
I'm hot, so hot. I'm like an ice cream cone with a cherry on top, and I got a lot. No, I won't stop till I pop to the top. I take a shot, it hits the spot, then dance a lot until I drop. I shop and shop, I just can't stop. I even hop the cop, I popped his crop.
Can't wait to buy that 45.
Woody Johnson broke that record.
What section of her brain?
Oh, there ain't no brain.
Honest to God, was sucked out with one of those straws she took. I'm hot. Like an ice cream cone with a cherry on top.
You don't put cherries on.
Is
an
that
ice cream
the last
cone.
One?
No, I have one last thing to close with.
Oh, thank
I
God!
I want to remind
that,
you
that would leave me. That would be an officially bad audio.
I want to no. I want to remind you that the Today Show, Mike, is a branch of the NBC News organization.
Okay.
This is my favorite quote in the history of the Today Show. I think talking about airline screening.
Okay.
If it plays.
All right. Our lead story in the news, by the way. Is
Mike,
about
Mike, I'll do Audio Vault tomorrow.
It was 6 a.m. in San Diego Saturday when John Tyner's cell phone went through the airport metal detector face up and recorded him telling a TSA screener he did not want the screener touching his groin.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
I'm going to have you arrested.
That is the Audio Vault.
It is a news organization, Mike, and if you touch my junk, I will have you arrested.
Newsworthy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break and come back with Buzz of the News right after this. I sure like this song. This is going way back. Orleans, ladies and gentlemen. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. This is a song called Love Takes Time.
It is, Mike.
Love Takes Time. Yes, he ran for Congress and lost, but he used to sing in a band called Orleans, WAVA. I saw a twinkle. Yeah, a little early.
It's fine, though.
Yeah, what the hell?
Better early than late.
What are you going to do? Give it to me one more
time. I was waiting. Sorry, I was counting that down.
Here's your weather forecast. Looks like a low-pressure system making its way into the area. Temperature's going to dip a little bit into the lower 30s tonight. And tomorrow, unfortunately, the rain comes. Get yourself ready. Make sure you take your galoshes with you. Yes, it's going to be a rainy Tuesday, which means if you're driving to work on the Beltway at 4:30 in the morning like Mike O'Mara, you're going to want to give yourself an extra 15 minutes. And what does that mean at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, it's life-altering. And to that I say, F you to all my fellow commuters, everybody.
That's nice.
Thank you.
He did it.
The everybody, I wanted to try to
that
get
was
it
a
without
bit of a
the.
Cheat,
I wanted to, I didn't want to say the everybody, but
still,
that's it.
Tight, right, and out of sight.
All right, let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Mr. Burbank. What do you got for us today?
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. This holiday, give the gift of movies. Choose from thousands of titles that play on computers and game consoles, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches. Or get Blu-rays and DVDs at your door for just $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Now, as we enter another holiday travel season, this seemed like an appropriate lead story. A growing number of airline pilots are openly objecting to the new intrusive body scans being conducted by security agents at airports. And now, America's most respected pilot, retired Captain Sully Sullenberger, has joined the throng. The pilots say they're concerned about their repeated exposure to X-ray radiation. Each dose is small, but when you're a pilot, it adds up to a lot of exposure. Sully says it's unnecessary to put flight crews through all of that. Many pilots and passengers are also speaking out against what they call an invasion of privacy.
I know that when I flew to Iowa last time, they touched my bag.
Here's my, I'm curious about. Okay, I understand the radiation thing.
Right.
1,000%.
Right.
Totally. Got to figure out another way to deal with
flight
the
crews.
For flight crews.
Right.
They're going to be doing it every single day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The invasion of privacy, isn't it an invasion of privacy when they ask you questions when you walk there? You got to deal with that.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Do
you
think...
want your plane to get blown up or do you want to,
right.
you know, somebody to see your underwear?
My opinion of the invasion of privacy is if they were to single someone out.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is private because it's just you.
Right.
But if everyone is under the same guidelines,
yeah, what are you
it
doing?
Ceases to be private.
You're not taking your clothes off.
Public.
No.
You're going through a radar machine.
It feels nice.
And being who I am,
it feels nice.
I want both the body scan and the full pat down if I can get it.
Where are you seriously on the invasion of privacy thing?
You know, it just, I understand, I guess, how it bothers some people, but seriously, it does not bother me.
Did you get that fleece at Target?
No, I don't. It's no, it's a brand name. I forgot which
okay.
one, but no,
well,
not
it's
not
a brand
Target.
Name.
Target says, has some brand
it
name.
It says AARP, is that?
Yes, yes.
You get it from signing up?
Buzz and I are wearing like the similar kind of fleece
well,
today.
Well, that's because we're hip.
Mine is a double XL, Buzz is a ladies petite.
Me, Jim, as usual.
Thank from you. Jacqueline Smith.
The voters 2 weeks ago, don't, you know, she
he did
has,
tip it in with Jacqueline
she,
Smith.
She designs some very nice things.
She really does. Classy lady, Mike.
He's got matching cabana shorts.
I would love to give her a pat down.
Rob, so comfortable.
I know.
Okay, very
soft
good.
Like a baby's ass.
Sorry, Buzz.
The voters 2 weeks ago chose to have a lame duck Congress, and it began today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, the two parties will elect their new leaders. A good day for Republican John Boehner and possibly not so good for
Boner.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
On Wednesday, the lawmakers are expected to cast their first votes on a bill to promote natural gas and electric cars, a Food Safety Act, and something called the Paycheck Fairness Act. What Congress will do about extending the Bush-era tax cuts remains to be
seen. If the lame ducks do nothing, everyone loses the tax breaks.
Good time for a natural gas bill right after the thing in Mexico.
Yes. You know, hey, I saw that 60 Minutes with the natural gas, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize if what the CEO said was true,
right,
that we have the equivalent of two Saudi Arabias worth of natural gas in the United States
of America?
It's
true, and you're starting to see more natural gas vehicles. It can be done. We should do it
more. I just
more.
Had a little bit, too, as a matter of fact.
You're gonna say, but I wouldn't want to cook on that. These hash browns taste horrible. I don't care how pre-seasoned they
are.
Bob
Evans.
Mike can power an SUV.
Thank you.
The Democrats are now talking about changing the cutoff point for ending tax breaks to $1 million a year instead of the $250,000 proposed by the president. But newly elected Tea Partier Rand Paul says any compromise with the president lies not in tax cuts, but in cutting spending. Now, these days, the best pickpockets work in the banking and credit card industries. The kind of pickpockets written about by Charles Dickens is a dying breed.
You've got a pickpocket or two, got a pickpocket or two.
New York police say they hardly ever arrest any pickpockets
anymore. Boy for sale!
Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak star in Oliver. How many viewers we got today, RJ? 150 people just saw me go, Oliver.
Mike, yes. It was 182 before we started singing songs from Oliver.
Yeah. That's right. Food, glorious.
New York police say most of the sleight of hand artists are old and dying, and there are no newcomers to take their places.
Hot sausage and mustard. I'm sorry.
And
such
Bob,
a fag.
Bob Evans hash browns.
And again, in a really good way. I use that word only as a term.
Nothing
of
wrong
you're
with that.
Praising yourself.
Quoting one detective, you don't find picks anymore. The aging pickpockets say that kids today would rather make their fast money selling drugs.
You know what I would say to that?
What's that?
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Yeah. Pickpocketing a dying art.
Well, what happens is when the pickpockets
please, sir.
When the pickpockets get older and get Parkinson's, it really is a career ender.
That is a pedophile little musical, isn't it, Oliver, when you really think about it?
It is. It's bad.
Fagin is this guy that's got all these little boys
yeah,
around.
You know what?
Like
he looks like a savory.
Fagin.
You're pronouncing it wrong.
He looks like a savory character, too, doesn't he?
This is the point of the show where Oscar is asleep now.
You know, if Oscar was here, the strep would have died.
Yes.
A guy has finally come forward to claim the $129 million Michigan Powerball jackpot from that ticket that was purchased at an adult bookstore.
Dumbass.
Well, no, not necessarily. 49-year-old Mike Greer isn't talking about the porn connection, and he says it wasn't him who bought the ticket. He's speaking.
BS.
No. He's speaking on behalf of a group that buys lottery tickets every week. He says someone else in the group, he won't say who, bought the actual
ticket.
Now, how
about this? If you're in that situation,
cagey, huh?
If you're in that situation, how about this as a solution? You bring on an attorney that goes and cashes in your ticket for you.
What was that? Did you hear that, RJ?
You know what?
I think
it sounded like a little.
Is that your iPod?
The iPod wasn't playing.
I think it's the musical Oliver.
Oh, no. You know what? The CD tripped. I'm sorry. Oh,
okay.
So even though when the level's all the way down.
That scared me. That was
be
like
not afraid. That was actually Michael Jackson with Akon.
Okay. Just checking. No, it seems to me that, Rob, I've always wondered that if you hit the big prize.
And wouldn't you be horrified?
I would have a spokesperson on top of a spokesperson.
Well, the thing
I wouldn't
is,
be anywhere near it.
Think about it. The fact, I get nervous if I get a check for like $100 that I've got to take to the bank because I don't want to lose the check.
Exactly.
You've got a little piece of string around my finger.
Yeah.
You've got a little scrap of paper that's worth $110 million. The most nervous you would be is driving to cash it in.
Very scary.
Yeah. Don't
but
lose
then
it.
They talk. You hear those stories about people that their lives get turned upside down because of the lottery.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified of that.
I would get a lawyer so fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good problem to have. A new study says only children are happier than people with siblings, mainly because of the extra attention they get.
What was that one again? Say that again. Are you confused?
The new study says that only children.
Only children.
Only children.
Okay,
you know,
only children.
Kids without brothers and sisters.
But the way you read it, though, was only children.
Only children
and
are happy.
And then it should be only children.
Adults are miserable.
You should really, if you're going to say it again, I'm going to,
this
how often
lesson.
Does this happen?
Never.
Did I train the great newsman
I'm
how to
all
do
ears.
It? Only children
are
because
happier
yes
than people with siblings mainly because of the extra attention.
Oliver
they get.
Was an only child.
That's so true. Yeah. My mom was an only child. Rob was an only child.
My kid is an only child.
Your child is an only child. Yes, I can believe that.
Julia wishes she was an only child.
And West Potomac High School here in the Washington area no longer gives out F's It has switched to a new grading system that instead uses I for incomplete.
Unbelievable.
Hmm.
Unbelievable. It's the dumbing of America, you know.
Possibly.
But I hope they all feel good about themselves.
They do, Mike. They do.
Jesus.
Finally, the city by the bay just wouldn't be San Francisco if it weren't for the street performers, but one juggler prompted police to close off an entire street near Fisherman's Wharf Saturday evening.
Okay, good.
Concerned citizens reported that a man was seen juggling a live grenade as part of his act.
That's no good.
Charlie.
Oh, my God.
It's going to explode.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
But, and I'm not making up this name, Lieutenant Troy Dangerfield.
Hey, what's this? He's going to blow my arm off.
He says the situation was quickly under control when it was determined the grenade was just a harmless replica.
Yeah, of course it was.
But quoting Troy, if you're a juggler and you're juggling something that looks like it could be dangerous, please have a big sign saying it's a fake.
It's a fake grenade.
Or just use bananas. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by asmartsmoke.com. Yeah.
Do we really have to put that A in there?
Well, yeah, we really don't, because we want everyone to go to our website.
That's
anyway.
The best bet.
So we could just say Smart Smoke.
Smart Smoke.
Let's do that.
Go to our website and check them out. Cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning.
Right.
It's that simple. Totally satisfying, comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95. Let me tell you, if you have a smoker in your life, and you want to give them something that they will truly appreciate and something that might make you a hero, you want to get this kit for them for only $64.95. It is a steal.
A huge value.
A crazy deal.
Better.
Just for our listeners, no code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our web host is BlueBot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeO'MaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, get well with your strep throat. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, and thank you, Mark, for sitting in
thank
for
you.
Oscar. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Jacqueline Smith.
Woody Johnson.